The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a solemn day of remembrance for those who died serving our nation, our country, these United States of America. They gave their lives not only for us, but for the soldiers serving next to them, to protect family and friends back home, and to help protect our way of life. As we remember people, events, and things this Memorial weekend, please take time to remember. Time passes just like a stream of water. We don't get a second chance to see this part of the stream go by ever again. And the older we get, the faster that stream seems to flow. There was a time when it seemed like there were really 24 hours in a day. Nowadays, it feels like it's much shorter. Like they say, take time to stop and smell the roses. As we reflect on friends and family we know, remember loved ones who have gone before. When I stop doing what I'm doing and I close my eyes and think, I can just about hear what their voice was like when my Aunt Louise laughed. I can certainly still remember what it was like when my mother sang me to sleep many, many years ago when I was a child. There's value in thinking back on some of these priceless memories. Think about the veterans you know or have known. All gave some gave all. Reach out to the ones you can and remember. Think about those who gave their last full measure of devotion. If you invest the time to take out some flowers, please consider taking a friend, family member, kids, or grandkids. Set an example. Create a tradition for them to follow. And while we're thinking about Memorial Day's past, don't forget to set reminders for yourself so that you remember upcoming special days. Remember anniversaries, yours of course, but also those of your close friends. And birthdays. Put them on a calendar or in your tablet or cell phone. And there might be some other special holidays you may want to set reminders for. Remembering things is not an ability or a gift to take lightly. I'm sure that some of you have known others affected by memory issues, such as dementia or Alzheimer's disease. Some of you might remember when I shared the story of our grandson, Dominic. He was born with a condition where he had only a portion of his brain. Well, watching him grow over the years and learn has blessed me more than I can put into words. He is a living miracle, and watching God provide all the needs of his family is an ongoing testimony to God's faithfulness. About 20 years ago, my mother, Naomi, laughed when she referred to her forgettery as if it was getting better. Well, those were the early days of her dealing with dementia and its related issues. That lasted about 7 years until her address changed to heaven. Her and Dad lived with us, and I learned a lot about memory during those years. And now, I enjoy the benefit of remembering her life and times. I'm happy as I fellowship with my father each day. He's 92, and I love it when he recounts his years of service in the military, or when he grew up in Missouri, the oldest of 11 children. His eyes light up as some of those precious memories come to his mind. As I think about memory and remembering things, there was a time a while back when I had a really hard time memorizing scripture, remembering it. I tried the usual routine, but just could not remember what I studied for even an hour, let alone a day or longer, and it bothered me. Well, then came the day when God led me to 2 Timothy 1:7. I had been dealing with fear of forgetfulness, fear of losing my memory. As some of you may remember, my father lives with us. I've been his primary caregiver for several years now, and watching him struggle to remember things, constantly asking me questions, simple things like, what day is it, or who is that person on the other side of the room, pointing to one of my adult sons. Well, that reminds me that there may come a time when I will be the one asking that kind of questions. And as I read that verse in 2 Timothy, I repeated the address several times. First, 2 Timothy 1:7. Then each little phrase several times, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear." Well, then I added the next phrase, "but of power," and then repeated the first two concepts, thinking about what it really means, what it means to me. Well, God is not the one speaking fear to my heart and mind. He has not given me fear to focus on, but gives me power to overcome that fear. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power." Well, then comes the reminder to me of His love. He will meet all my needs, just as my earthly Father loves and has cared for me for over 70 years now. Now, I love Him so much that I'm helping Him every single day and with His every need. Well, and then comes the real valuable and most important fact. God can give me a sound mind. Stillness and peace in my heart and mind when I have doubt and fear of the unknown, the future. Well, friends, I hope and pray that you will remember this and be able to say and quote this with me, 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Amen. Let it be so, Lord Jesus. Help us to keep our minds focused on You, Lord. A godly perspective to think about the most important things. Remind us of those, dear Lord.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.